Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to ham it up, put it down on paper, take a musical trip to Atlanta, have a cardiac set, and play some records for no particular reason. For this first segment of the show, we're going to take a musical trip to Atlanta, just because I happened upon the first record in this set as I was putting together the playlist for tonight's show.
Gal invites you round, treats you nice, then throws you down. That gal, ah, that Atlanta gal. She lives upstairs in a great big flat. Does she work? Don't ask me that. That gal, ah, that Atlanta gal. She vamps every man that comes in town, and all the grandpas like to see Or when she struts her stuff and shakes her powder puff, they holler, make room there for me. Dreamy eyes, 6 foot tall, stands them up, then makes them fall. That gal, oh, that Atlanta gal.
I'm Atlanta bound, Atlanta bound. I bring him back in a box of pine. I thought I had a good gal. I treated her like a queen. I thought I had a good gal. I treated her like a queen. But now she found another daddy and turned her damper down on me. Shot that rounder that stole away my girl. I shot that rounder that stole away my girl. The next time she sees that man, it'll be in the other world. I'm Atlanta bound, Atlanta bound. They'll tie me to a ball and chain. I'm Atlanta bound, Atlanta bound. I never see my gal again. I'll be a lady, I'll be a lady, the old lady, lady, lady.
Know who that was singing Atlanta Bound in 1931? That's right, Gene Autry, born in Tioga, Texas on September 29, 1907, and discovered by Will Rogers. In 1929, he was billed as Oklahoma's yodeling cowboy on Tulsa radio station KVOO, and that same year he got a recording contract with Columbia. Now bear in mind that the same guy who just sang Atlanta Bound, about a guy intent on hunting down the rounder who stole his gal and putting him in a pine box, is the same guy who wrote Peter Cottontail and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Before Gene Autry, it was Sarah Martin, accompanied by Clarence Williams' Blue Five, including Sidney Bechet on soprano sax, and Atlanta Blues from around August 1, 1923. Written by Dave Ellman with the music by W.C. Handy, Atlanta Blues was also popularly known as Make Me One Pallet on Your Floor. Before signing a recording contract with OK in 1922, Sarah Martin had been a vaudeville singer since around 1915. She was billed as the famous Moanin' Mama and the colored Sophie Tucker, and recorded for OK until 1928. She died of a stroke in 1955. Sarah Martin was preceded by Charles Fulker and his orchestra with Atlanta Gal, recorded on February 11, 1929. Multi-instrumentalist Charles Fulker played clarinet, trombone, violin, and piano, and sang the vocal on that recording, and he also recorded for OK Field units in Atlanta several times, beginning in 1923. We began that Atlanta set with The Wicked Stomp, recorded October 1, 1929. The Wicked Stomp was composed by Mike Mosiello. So what does that Wicked Stomp have to do with Atlanta? Well, it was credited on the label of that Grey Gull 78 to the Atlanta Syncopators, a Grey Gull studio band led by Mike Mosiello. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. This past week, January 16th, marked the 11th anniversary of my original heart attack and the 4th anniversary of my triple bypass. I'm doing well, and I'm certainly glad to still be here. Friend and listener Judith had her own cardiac scare last week, but she too is still here and recovering nicely, and will soon be back out and about. So to celebrate, and with best wishes to Judith, we've got a cardiac set, beginning with Benny Moten, and a tune that should have everyone's heart beating stronger. Thank you.
not show it. Pretend you're glad, my heart, although you're sad, my heart, he mustn't know it. Remember, love is not an easy game. No two hearts ever beat quite the same. And dance, my heart, our only chance, my heart, is to forget it. Should you despair, my heart, you'll know we care, my heart, and we'll regret it. If it's to be, we soon shall see, and if it's not to be, no power on earth can make it so.
Thank you.
I don't generally play records made after 1940, once in a while, particularly for Fats Waller, but technically that was recorded in May of 1921 for the QRS Piano Roll Company. So think of it as kind of a reissue. It's from a 1970 Biograph LP called Parlor Piano Solos. I have quite a few of those Biograph Piano Roll LPs, and I just love them. That was James P. Johnson, that is, and his composition, It Takes Love to Cure the Heart's Disease. It's also the only recording that tune by anyone, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe Brian Holland, Adam Swanson, Ian Whitcomb, Paul Lazzaro, or one of that crowd will revive it. Anyway, before James P., we heard Ann Lenner with Carol Gibbons and the Savoy Hotel Orpheans with Sing My Heart, coming close to that 1940 boundary I mentioned with that recording on June 8, 1939. Sing My Heart was written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler. And speaking of the Savoy Hotel, Alex Mendham and his orchestra played at the Savoy Hotel on New Year's Eve. I would love to have been there, but their first CD, Whistling in the Dark, has just been released on the Rivermont label. I have my copy, and the selection of songs is wonderful, and with announcer Mark Fillimore, is played out like a vintage radio broadcast. The band works from vintage arrangements and transcriptions from 78s, and both the performances and Brian Wright's recording are spectacular. Right now, there's a special on the two latest Rivermont CDs, Alex Mendham and Brian Holland and Danny Coote's Two-Man Job. You can check those out, as well as the Shannon Quartet, for which yours truly wrote the liner notes, at rivermontrecords.com. That's rivermontrecords.com. As they say in Flashpoint, do it. Do it now. Well, after the show. We begin that cardiac set with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, recording in Chicago on June 11, 1927, and Dear Heart. And Judith, I hope that helps in your recovery. My wife and I watched the 1973 Ryan O'Neill and Tatum O'Neill movie Paper Moon a few weeks ago. It's a wonderful film and has a great soundtrack with some vintage recordings, and is one of those films to be pulled out every couple of years and watched again and again. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records about paper, beginning with Jack Leon's Symphonic Dance Band. Thank you.
About it too. You can put it in the papers, baby, that I love you. You can shout it from the housetops, up and down the avenue. You can put it in the papers, baby, that I love you. Find the village gossip, have her spread the news around. Tell that village gossip that whatever she'll say will be okay. You can cut a lot of capers, anything you want to do. You can put it in the papers, baby, that I love you.
But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a cotton tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as hollow as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Well, since this segment was prompted by the movie Paper Moon and that record is in the soundtrack, I kinda had to play it. But it's a nice record. Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with a vocal by Peggy Healy and It's Only a Paper Moon. That was composed by Harold Arlen with the lyrics by Yip Harburg and Billy Rose for the Broadway play The Great Magoo, which opened December 2, 1932 at the Selwyn Theater. The play was not a musical, but a drama about a banker on Coney Island and was not a success, closing the same month. Whiteman's recording, made September 12, 1933, was a success, as were the post-war recordings by Benny Goodman and Ella Fitzgerald. The other two Paper songs in that set, however, have not played on the show. Before Peggy Healy was Chick Bullock with Todd Rollins and his orchestra with You Can Put It in the Papers. That Ned Washington-Sam Stepp collaboration was recorded August 31, 1934. We started that Paper set with a 78 on the British label Piccadilly. That was Jack Leon's Symphonic Dance Band with an unidentified vocalist in July of 1929, and Dance of the Paper Dolls. Dance of the Paper Dolls was written by Johnny Tucker, Joe Shuster, and John Cyrus, S-I-R-A-S, the same team who wrote In a Little Love Nest Way Up on the Hill. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Last week I mentioned that Hangin' Around was co-composed by Fred Hamm, H-A-M-M, whose orchestra recorded it for Victor, who chose not to issue it. Well, fine. Nice going, Victor. Fred Hamm and his orchestra were a dance band from Chicago that was managed by Edgar Benson of Benson Orchestra fame. From 1923 to 1925, Hamm's outfit performed at the Marigold Garden, located at Broadway and Grace Street in Chicago. The Benson Orchestra of Chicago recorded prolifically for Victor from 1920 to 1925, but immediately after the start of electrical recording, the Benson Orchestra name disappears and that of Fred Hamm takes its place, with the subtitle on record labels, A Benson Organization. In 1929, Fred Hamm recorded again, with Brunswick crediting the band as Fred Hamm and his Collegians, and Vocalion as the original Wolverines. While we don't have Hangin' Around, we do have these other Fred Hamm records, which I'm sure you'll enjoy. Thank you.
Look at those eyes, brimming with love. Must be a prize sent from heaven above. You're so remarkable, a most remarkable girl. Look at those lips, who could resist? Couple of pips and they've never been kissed. You're so remarkable, a most remarkable girl. Pretty baby, hoping maybe, maybe someday you'll love me. Still I wonder when in thunder will that someday ever be. What can I do? What can I say? Gotta love you cause I'm funny that way. You're so remarkable, the most remarkable girl.
That tune probably at least rang a bell with you. Bye Bye Blues was recorded by a bunch of bands in 1930, but we heard it performed May 1st, 1925, by Fred Hamm and his orchestra. Fred Hamm co-wrote Bye Bye Blues with Dave Bennett, reed man in the band. Fred Hamm also provided the vocal. Before that was Dusty Rhodes with Fred Hamm and his orchestra in their last recording session, December 13, 1929, with Remarkable Girl. Remarkable Girl was a big hit for Ted Weems and was written by Lou Handman, who also brought us Are You Lonesome Tonight? Lou Handman composed it in 1926, and Roy Turk wrote the lyrics. We began our little tribute to Fred Hamm with Stomp Off, Let's Go. I think their first issued side, recorded April 30th, 1925. Bucktown is a name for Brooklyn, New York, a neighborhood in Chicago, an area of Davenport, Iowa, and there are at least a couple of actual cities named Bucktown. There's even a Bucktown, California. So I don't know exactly which Bucktown this record refers to, but here is Johnny Dodd's Washboard Band.
Thank you.
We begin this final segment of the show with Johnny Dodd's Washboard Band and Bucktown Stomp, recorded in Chicago, maybe Bucktown, on July 6, 1928. Bucktown Stomp was written by Jelly Roll Morton, who recorded it about 4 years before Johnny Dodd's. Next was a wonderful record by a very obscure band, Glenn Oswald's Serenaders. Violinist Glenn Oswald formed his band in Portland, Oregon, and they played for years at Portland's Winter Garden. We heard O. Peter from June 16, 1924. You heard Marty King doing some nice turkey gobbling, a sound pioneered by Abe Lyman's trombonist Orlando Slim Martin. And you also heard a musical quote from Peter Pumpkin Eater. We finished up with Ben Selvin and his orchestra with an unidentified male vocal trio on the novelty collegiate foxtrot Charlie Cadet from October 13, 1931. That was written by J. Paul Fogarty and Rudy Valley, and it sure sounds like for some show or film, but if so, I couldn't find which. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.